The Best in Class podcast continues today with its summer draft review, focusing in on the AFC South. Everything you need to know about the draft and the prospects and how they might fit. It's all presented by Bill Curry Ford. JoeBucksFan.com draft guru Sean Sullivan is all over it. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody, and this is Sean Sullivan coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. It is time for another Best in Class episode on the AFC South. As many camps are going on right now, very exciting stuff. We're coming up on football within the next 10 days or so. We'll have real football going on, and I'll be doing some reporting on rookies in their preseason games getting ready for the new season. So I'm very excited about that. But first, let's get a word from our sponsor, and that's Bill Curry Ford, who allows me to do this amazing podcast, The Best 30 Minutes in Football. Thank you to the Curry family. They've been serving the Tampa community for 65 years. It's very exciting. The owner of the company, Jennifer Bellomo Curry, is coming up on her birthday. It's a big milestone. In the 65th year of Bill Curry Ford. And then her son, Brody, has started working at the dealership to actually become the fourth generation Curry. It's pretty amazing stuff. In this time of corporate takeover, the fact that we have very few family-owned stores left. But if you visit us at BillCurryFord.com, you'll see why family makes the difference with all of our amazing specials, our selection, our friendly people, our concierge service, and our amazing mobile service and pickup and delivery that we do for free for our community. We are very blessed to serve the community, and the dealership is doing extremely well, and we have a new part of our dealership opening, which is Ford Pro Elite, that'll be opening in November, December to work on heavy-duty trucks and semi-trucks. It's very exciting. Very exciting time. The economy's booming, and football's about to start, so I really don't know what could be better. I'd like to shout out to Newsom, the Newsom swim team. My son is on the swim team. It's a championship swim team the last 2 years. I'm very excited. He is now on the team, and he is going to get a chance to show his stuff. So to all the dads out there, this is my moment. So good job, boy. You did a great job. All right, let's move on to some football. So AFC South, we're going to start with the Houston Texans, a team obviously that has a franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud, had some offensive line problems last year, and we're going to see how they address that in the offseason. Obviously, we're going to go through that. But they needed to get him some weapons. When Tank Dell went down right before the playoffs, it was a huge blow to the Houston Texans, that position. And I believe he's coming back healthy this year. But the Houston Texans aren't taking any chances. And in the second round, pick 34, they picked Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State, a nice size receiver at 6'4", 215 pounds. Terrific testing at the combine, very reliable possession receiver. He only dropped 3 of his 209 targets over the past 2 seasons at Iowa State. This is a huge weapon for CJ. I think it's going to give a lot of support to Tank Dell coming off of injury. It's going to take some pressure off of him. Definitely a need for them to get younger at the wide receiver position. So Jaden Higgins is a solid pick. I believe that he should have been picked in the first round. 34, so he was 2 picks out of the first round. Solid wide receiver, solid pick for the Houston Texans. I look forward to seeing CJ throw to him. In the second round, they addressed the offensive line at pick 48. Irsay, his first name is A-I-R-E-O-T-A-E. So Antarne Irsay from Minnesota. So listen, that's a tongue twister. Don't send me an email. It's at bestinclass at BillCurryFord.com, please. I already know I'm never going to get all the names right. It's not going to happen. Doesn't mean I don't do the research. Doesn't mean I don't know the players. But goodness sakes, they don't give me any easy names, some of these guys. Anyway, this is a really great addition because in the second round, this offensive lineman has amazingly quick feet. He's going to be terrific in the zone blocking scheme that they do. I think he's a plug-and-play player. I think, obviously, for those of you who have listened to my podcast over the years, I always tell you to get offensive linemen from Minnesota, Iowa, Iowa State. You know, those are just terrific areas for offensive linemen. I really love that area. Great coaching. They run the ball a lot, which means they get a lot of reps. Terrific pick at pick 48. Then they come back in the third round, pick 79, and go after what I believe is a sleeper pick in this draft, and that's Jalen Knoll out of Iowa State. Wide receiver, pick 79. I think this is a guy that brings a lot of athleticism, speed, just a lot of fun. He's going to play in the slot. I think that he's absolutely explosive, and that's Jalen Knoll. And I'm telling you right now, this guy with Higgins, you're talking about basically they went out and said, we're going to draft the two starting wide receivers for Iowa State. And both of them were highly recommended. Chris Sims did a breakdown of wide receivers, his favorite wide receivers in the draft, I would say about 3 or 4 months ago. It was a terrific listen if you want to go back and listen to some terrific breakdown by Chris Sims. But Jalen Knoll was one of his favorite players. So it really brought a lot of attention to him when I was doing my study. I tell you what, this guy's explosive. Between Higgins and Knoll, I think they're in really great hands. And the third round pick, 97, they came back and on the other side of the ball went with cornerback Jalen Smith out of USC. This guy's a terrific player. There's tons of depth at QB at the cornerback position this year. This guy, I think, was a second-round draft pick. He fell to the third round. I think he is going to be a solid option in the slot. He's a fantastically physically gifted corner. That's a terrific pick in the third round, pick 97. In the fourth round, pick 166, running back Jukavius Marks out of USC. This is a transfer from Mississippi State. He had career highs in rushing grade, and obviously all the PFF guys love him and missed forced tackles. I watched him. He's just a jag to me. I understand fourth round is right where everyone's taking running backs right now. This is just not a guy that impressed me. He just looked, you know, the part. He didn't look anything special to me. We'll see. But for, you know, they have Mixon and Damian Pierce right now. This will be the third guy. I think they needed some depth and a special teams player. So maybe that's this gentleman. I felt like there were better players on the field, on the draft field, that they could have drafted in that round that I think would have been better value. In the sixth round, pick 187, Jalen Reed is a safety out of Penn State. This is a terrific pick. This is a guy that I thought was mid-round. Six is a little bit low for him. I think he's a very physical, amazingly gifted run-stopping safety. Absolutely one of the best run stoppers in the draft. I watched a lot of Penn State tape. It's unbelievable how many good players they have going into the NFL, and they don't really do anything as a school collectively. So it's really interesting to how many amazing players they have. I guess that's a Franklin deal, but they don't really win much for how much talent they have. Jalen Reed is a prototypical NFL safety. I think he's going to play a lot of years in the NFL. I think that's a terrific pick. Pick 197, QB Graham Mertz out of Florida. Here's somebody that I have a lot of experience with. I watched him 2 years at Florida. For those of you who know, I'm a Gator fan. He did lose snaps to DJ Lagway, which was, of course, the up-and-coming star. He might be coming into being Arch Manning that level. I believe that the Gators are going to see a tremendously gifted quarterback in him. But getting back to Graham Mertz is a backup quarterback in the NFL, very similar to another Florida quarterback that was drafted by the Bucks and Kyle Trask. I think Mertz, for me, has a little bit more accuracy, but overall, I think that he's limited athletically to be a star in the NFL, so I think it's possible that he makes the team and he becomes a regular backup. In the seventh round, they went interior defensive line with Coyote Hamilton out of Rutgers. He was a part-time player. He's been hurt, but he was dominant against UCLA in week 8. He had 6 pressures and 2 sacks. So he had a couple of really standout games, but other than that, it was very difficult to get in that rotation. But in the seventh round, they're taking a chance on some physical traits that they got to see if they can. I think he's a practice squad player. In the seventh round, they picked tight end Luke Lashie out of Iowa. 6'6", tight end, has some really great measurables, not a lot of production at Iowa. More like a special teams player, again, kind of like what they did with Hamilton, where he has some physical traits. They're going to see if he can make the team. I think he's a practice squad player. But if you look at what Houston did, they're a playoff team with a Pro Bowl quarterback. They went got him 2 starting wide receivers in Higgins and Knoll out of Iowa State. They went back and got, a terrific corner out of USC and Jalen Smith. As far as addressing the offensive line, they addressed the offensive line once with Osiri out of Minnesota, which, by the way, is a place you get offensive linemen from. So very interesting draft for me for Houston. They really went after certain positions, and no matter where they fell on the board. So to me, they got very focused on what players they wanted, no matter where they were drafting them. But again, I think this draft is going to come down to Higgins and Knoll at wide receiver, and if they can contribute right out of the gate. The next team is the Colts. First round, pick 14, Tyler Warren out of Penn State. This guy is an amazing player. The guy does everything at the tight end position. I got to watch him break a lot of tackles, watching a lot of Penn State football. So I don't even think Anthony Richardson is going to be the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, obviously, I think he might lose that job. So I think Tyler Warren's going to be a target for another QB Going in the second round, JT Tumiloa out of Ohio State. Tremendous edge rusher for that second round pick, 45. I think he's going to fill a terrific role for the Colts. I think he's got a high motor, kind of fits what the Colts like to do. I think he's going to be terrific against the run. Solid pick. But right now, I'm just blown away by Tyler Warren. The more you watch this guy, the more incredible he is. And you know, the Indianapolis Colts have finished last the last 22 years in tight end production. Well, that's about to change. In the third round, Justin Wally out of Minnesota is a cornerback, pick number 80. You know, just an overall solid corner, can play zone, can play probably some man. I mean, when you look at it, I don't think that that's going to be a specialty. I really think he's going to be best as a zone coverage corner. He forced 10 incompletions in 24, posted a good coverage grade from PFF. He only allowed one touchdown and a 57.8 passer rating when targeted. Again, very well-coached team. He's not going to be as athletically gifted as some of the other corners, but I think he's got a lot of experience, had a lot of starts at Minnesota. Overall, kind of fits what the Colts do. They like these solid college players. So basically, without any upside, a lot of these guys they draft are going to be as good as they are. They don't really take a lot of chances after this Anthony Richardson debacle. We'll see how that goes. In the fourth round, they picked tackle Jalen Travis out of Ohio State. Iowa State, another player. This continues to be just a really terrific NFL franchise producing college, which is kind of interesting. Travis is a humongous man at 6'8", 339 pounds. He was a starting left tackle for Iowa State. He transferred from Princeton, so he went Ivy League to Iowa State, and then now he's in the NFL, which I think is an interesting thing. I think that he is going to compete possibly for a starting job. In the fifth round, running back DJ Giddens out of Kansas State. There's a lot of pub on this guy. There's a lot of pundits who really like him. He was really a good player for two seasons in a row. He filled in for, I think he's going to fill in for that backup role behind Jonathan Taylor in the Colts backfield. But this guy gets a lot of pub. I don't know what this guy does exceptional. Again, very similar to another running back that I told you that the Houston Texans took. Just kind of like a jag to me. I didn't see anything spectacular about him. In the sixth round, they took Riley Leonard out of Notre Dame, QB that most people know about, played at Duke, transferred to Notre Dame. I just think that he just wasn't very consistent at Duke, and he wasn't very consistent at Notre Dame. I don't see him developing into an NFL starter. I just don't see it. Obviously, I know that he can run the ball and he can throw the deep ball pretty well. But other than that, I have no idea how he's going to translate into the NFL. In the sixth round, interior defensive lineman Tim Smith out of Alabama, another depth piece. I think he's just a guy that's going to get in that some snaps on the defensive line if he makes the team. He's not a good pass rusher. He will stop the run, and he will add depth to that defensive line. In the seventh round, pick 232, safety Hunter Wooler out of Wisconsin. He boasted an elite 90% coverage grade over the past two seasons. Sound tackler, three straight seasons of high tackling grades, and he logged 452 career special team snaps. So there you go. This guy's going to be a special teams player for the Colts. But to me, the Colts got Tyler Warren. That's the biggest deal to me because he's a star. In Jacksonville, which is up next, they got my favorite player in the draft. I mean, I don't know what to say about Travis Hunter. I did an entire thing under wide receiver breakdown and my cornerback breakdown. I just think that he's super special. I was one of the very first to say that he was going to be a offensive weapon in the NFL. I think a lot of people said that he was going to be a defensive corner to start. And even Lee told me, he said, Sean, I don't see where he's going to be an offensive weapon in the NFL. And then now even Lee's coming around going, I can't believe how many snaps he's getting at the offensive side of the football. I think he was the best receiver in the college football last year. And I just think that it's going to be spectacular to see him on the field. I think people are going to be blown away with how good he is as an offensive target. And I really think Liam Cohen, the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, understands what he's got. By the way, Hunter is playing both sides. He's starting in defense and in offense. Again, and they went with Caleb Ransall, third round, pick 88 out of Tulane, corner, experience in the slot and on the outside. He was better 2 years ago than he was last year. That usually happens in college. Great tackler, strong against the run. I think he's a plug-and-play guy. Wyatt Millam, third round pick 89 out of West Virginia, was another guy that I think you move inside. I don't think he's going to play outside. We'll see. He didn't allow a single sack in the last three seasons, so that's pretty impressive. But it is West Virginia. In the fourth round pick 104, running back Bashul Tootin out of Virginia Tech. They obviously got Travis Hunter to go along with a spectacular wide receiver in Brian Thomas Jr. And now they add another high-end athlete in Tootin. This guy is physically gifted, 4.32 second 40-yard dash, unbelievable missed tackle rate. This guy's interesting. Out of all the running backs that I've seen right now that were drafted by these teams, he's by far the best, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in the preseason. Fourth-round pick 107, Jack Kaiser out of Notre Dame. I absolutely love this pick. This guy's going to play special teams. He's going to provide great depth at linebacker. He's a very cerebral player, terrific at run defense, can even play in coverage. He's just an all-around Notre Dame linebacker, if you get that, what I mean by that. He just very rarely is not where he's supposed to be, just a solid all-around guy. Also, his family has a history of playing linebacker. In the sixth round, they went with an edge in Jalen McLeod out of Auburn. This is like a more of a depth guy. I'm not really sure what he brings, but again, he is strong against the run, so that's positive. They also picked another safety in Renewal Lane, the third, out of Navy. Here's a guy I didn't watch a lot of Navy tape. I don't think anybody has, but he is getting a shot in the sixth round. I really don't have much to say about him. Another seventh-round pick, pick 221, is a center, Jonah Monheim out of USC. He can play guard. He can play center. He had 800 snaps even at left tackle during his career. This guy's played all over the line. I think his versatility makes him – I think he has a shot to make the team because he can play all the different positions as a backup. There's a guy, if you want to take – being a betting man in a seventh-round pick that probably makes this squad. I think he does. And then another seventh-round pick, LaQuint Allen out of Syracuse. He's definitely a third-down back in the NFL. This is a guy that basically just catches the ball. He's a pretty good pass protector. Overall, he's going to be one of those guys that they can get two or three carries a game. You set up a couple of screens for him and as a backup. But I think he's more of a special teams player at this point. Then we're moving on to the Tennessee Titans with the number one overall pick. They selected Cam Ward, quarterback out of Miami. Ward might be the quietest overall pick in the history of the NFL. The NFL is literally not covering anything going on with Cam Ward. Between ESPN, NFL Network, and everything else going on, they are not covering this guy at all. I feel bad because he deserves better. He's going to be a better quarterback for Tennessee than they've had in the past. I like him. I think he's aggressive. I think he's got great size. He's got a great arm. I think he takes chances. He's not afraid. And I think he brings strong leadership to Tennessee. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. I wasn't overly – like in the last year, we picked six quarterbacks in the first round. Cam Ward, I would have had him behind Bo Nix. I would have had him ahead of McCarthy. But I think we're going to get to see what McCarthy does. He's having a terrific camp for Minnesota. But I think Cam Ward would probably have been my fifth quarterback last year, and he was first quarterback this year. But I wish him the best in Tennessee because I think you really get lost there. In the second round, they picked Edge Olufemi Adehodo out of UCLA. Listen, I actually practiced this name, still can't get it, because this was a gentleman that was linked to the Bucks over and over again. I really think probably the best I've heard anybody say his name was Emory Hunt. So it's kind of funny. But he's an off-the-ball linebacker. He's moving to the edge. He had terrific explosiveness. He's long. He's projected to be a really solid run stopper and an edge rusher. But he doesn't have a lot of experience at that in college football, so he's going to have to be developed. In the third round, pick 82, safety Kellen Winston Jr. out of Penn State. This is a solid guy, another solid safety in the third round. This guy's terrific. You know, obviously, he was injured last year in 2023. I think he was definitely the best ball-hawking safety in all of college football. Super intelligent, has a quick first step. I think this is a guy, had he not gotten hurt, would have been a first-round draft pick. That's how much I think of him. In the fourth round, pick 103, wide receiver Chimere Dyke out of Florida. Man, he came in with all of this press, and he really didn't do much at Florida. At the very end of his career last year, I mean, he did have a 4.3 speed, but at the very end of his last year, he did start showing up. He had some good reps, I think, at the very end. He did have average numbers, and then he really did bring it on a little bit. So that's why he moved up. I think his speed and his hands moved him up. I think he just needs a better quarterback throwing him the ball. We're going to get to really see where he is with Cam Ward. He might become a favorite of Cam Ward just because they're coming in as rookies together. Tight end Gunnar Helm out of Texas in the fourth round, pick 120. They're obviously giving Cam Ward a tight end to grow up with, and Gunnar Helm. We'll see how it goes. He's a good blocker, decent. The guy's tough as nails. He hurt his ankle at the NFL Combine. Interesting story. And instead of sitting out and saying, hey, guys, I can't do it because I have a hurt ankle, the guy went through all the drills, even with the hurt ankle. The guy's just tough as nails guy. Kind of fits the Titans a little bit, in my opinion, as far as just a great football player, tough as nails guy. I think he's going to fit right in with Cam Ward. In the fourth round, they went with wide receiver Alec Amemanar out of Stanford. You know, they traded up to get him. I think that some people had him in the third round. He went in the fourth round, pick 136. He fell a little bit. I don't think he does anything extremely well. I don't think he runs routes like overly good. I think he's okay. I don't like his stop start as much as I like some of the other wide receivers. I think he's got okay hands. I just think that he's just in a fourth round wide receiver. He's just a guy to me. I didn't really think he did anything spectacular, but maybe he just adds a lot of depth to this Titans roster. Guard Jackson Slater in the fifth round out of Sacramento State. Outstanding pass protector. I think he's going to be a starter for them at the guard position. He didn't allow a sack last year and only one quarterback hit. He was one of the best pass blocking grades in all of Pro Football Focus, if you like that kind of stuff. But Jackson Slater is a solid pick at pick 167, and I think he starts for them. At the sixth round pick 183, cornerback Marcus Harris out of California. To me, he's just a special teams guy. And then they picked up a running back, and again, in the sixth round, Caleb Mullings out of Michigan. He was a linebacker turned running back. He had 657 yards after contact. To me, he's just a guy. Overall, I mean, if you look at this draft for these guys, and we started right with the Houston Texans. And the Texans went out and got two starting wide receivers in Higgins and in Knoll. And that's pretty much what I think of their draft. The Colts went out and got Tyler Warren, I think one of the best players in the absolute draft. Other than that, it's a pretty ho-hum draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars went out and got the best player in the draft in Travis Hunter. I think that's a tremendous pick. Other than that, a lot of guys on their team. And Tennessee went out and got the number one overall pick with Cam Ward. They got an okay, in my opinion, developmental edge out of UCLA. But other than that, they got a bunch of guys. If you look at the AFC South overall, besides the top players that they drafted, not really great depth, not really overly terrific drafts, in my opinion. But again, I don't grade drafts. I'm just going over the players. They got a lot of mediocre college players, and then they got some top-end talent. We'll see how that goes for the AFC South. Again, with games coming up within the next 10 days, it's going to be very exciting. I'll be doing the breakdowns of the best rookies in preseason. I think we got one podcast left on the draft, and then we'll be wrapped up, and that's going to be next week. That's going to be the AFC West in another slow week of just talking about mini camps, and then we go into an actual three preseason games that we get to do. So I look forward to that. Please follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa and all of your social media sites. Please leave me reviews at Best in Class on Apple and Podbeam. Obviously, I love the comments on Joe Bucks Fan. Really appreciate all that. Please visit us at BillCurry4.com to see all of the amazing specials that we have going on right now. And please schedule your free pickup and delivery and mobile service. I'll see you guys next week. You guys have a great week. Football is on its way.